scientists have been able to undertake research. One group is carrying out research into the use of antioxidants to treat Alzheimer's, a disease that affects the brain. In particular, these scientists are hoping to discover the precise dosage that will allow us to effectively treat this condition without producing toxic side effects. Meanwhile, researchers have found that if phytochemicals are used in their pure form, our body is unable to readily absorb them. These researchers are using nanotechnology to create a capsule that will release the medication slowly into the body. One final example is in the fight against bacteria. This is a growing problem all over the world, as bacteria grow more and more resistant to antibiotics. Medical staff in hospitals are combating these superbugs on a daily basis, and some people are turning to natural remedies, such as tea tree oil, to deal with the problem.
Track 9.
Just as early man made use of the medicinal properties of insects and reptiles to treat common ailments, even using them as a form of pain relief, today's researchers are analysing the proteins that are present in crocodile blood. Scientists are convinced that because crocodiles have such a long lifespan, they must have a natural ability to combat infection. In ancient times, people never doubted the healing powers of plants and animals. Now, our modern-day world of medical science is beginning to realise just how effective these phytochemicals, chemical compounds that occur naturally in plants, can be. There has already been some success. For example, researchers have already proven that green tea has considerable health benefits. Even more research into phytochemicals is likely in the future, now that funding bodies have begun to recognise the advantages of using alternative therapies. Because of this, several groups of scientists